From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The New York State Senate and State Assembly both voted March 30th for a bill to legalize recreational marijuana that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will sign. CNBC reports that State Senate voted 40-23 to pass the bill, with local state Senator Michelle Henchy, a Democrat, voting for the new law, and Daphne Jordan, a Republican, voting against. The Assembly also passed the bill largely on party lines, 100-49, with local representatives Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat, voting in favor, and Chris Teague, a Republican, voting against. New York will become the 15th or 16th state in the country where marijuana is legal, depending on when Cuomo signs the bill, as New Mexico is also considering a similar law. The District of Columbia has also legalized the drug for recreational use. New Yorkers already spend money in Massachusetts on legal marijuana, and the New Jersey legislature also voted in favor of legalization recently. Possession of up to 3 ounces of marijuana and 24 ounces of marijuana concentrate, or up to 6 plants at home, are allowed under the law. Cuomo's office estimates the state will eventually net $350 million a year in taxes and add 60,000 jobs. Of the funds raised, 40% goes to a social equity fund to help communities besieged by the war on drugs, 40% goes to education, and 20% goes to drug treatment programs. Once Cuomo signs the bill, the plant will be legal effective immediately. But recreational sales are not expected to begin for another year or two as the regulatory structure is put into place. And you can read more about this story on the CNBC website. Dan Levy is reporting for WNYT-TV. After 152 years, Albany High School this year has a black valedictorian. With a near-perfect GPA, Anovu Otitibi Dangerfield is making history, graduating at the top of the class of 2021 at a school with a history that dates back to Reconstruction just after the Civil War in 1868. She said, and I quote, "I think that just being able to be valedictorian is an amazing accomplishment," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I'm very privileged to be in that position, but to have some historical meaning behind it, to have a position where in my school there's a lot of students who look like me, now I'll have an opportunity to live by that mantra. If you can see it, you can be it," end quote. Beyond her academic achievements, Otitibi Dangerfield is also president of the robotics team, president of Key Club, and editor-in-chief of the school's online newspaper. In addition, she sings in the select choir, plays violin and piano in a jazz improv band, and plays soccer. On the weekends, she makes time to work at a nursing home. Ellen Hurley Green, who became Otitibi Dangerfield's guidance counselor in middle school, said, and I quote, "She is definitely a treasure," end quote. And she added, and I quote, "I've been in the district for 30 years, and honestly, I can't say I've ever seen someone with so much poise, so much grace, and so much humility, along with so much sparkle in everything she does," end quote. Otitibi Dangerfield has so far been accepted at Harvard, Yale, Cornell, Johns Hopkins, and Georgia Tech. Just like Vice President Kamala Harris, who became the first vice president of color earlier this year, Otitibi Dangerfield also believes it is nice to be first at something, but it is more important not to be the last. And you can read more about this story at WNYT.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Mountain Housing Development Corporation has been awarded a $400,000 grant to be divided among business owners in Coxsackie's Reed Street District for property renovations. Catskill Mountain Housing will oversee the disbursement of the funds. Similar awards have been made to the group for use by Catskill business owners. Larry Krajewski, Catskill Mountain's executive director, said, and I quote, "We brought two programs here to Catskill Village, and we are in the middle of our second round of funding," end quote. And he added, and I quote, "We were approached by some property owners in the Reed Street District asking if we would consider applying for the funds for their area," end quote. Krajowski said a committee will now be established to review applications from Coxsackie business owners and then determine how funding will be awarded. Owners with properties on Reed Street and portions of Mansion, River, and New Streets are eligible to participate. Roughly 9 projects will be funded. Support for both interior and exterior renovations will be provided. The program covers 75% of a renovation project's cost, with the business owner covering the remaining 25%. The planned renovations will complement the multi-million-dollar project by developer Aaron Flack on South River Street. It includes the construction of a wedding venue, hotel, restaurant, and other businesses. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is launching a major campaign to grow air service at New York Stewart International Airport in Newburgh. Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse believes post-COVID, the Hudson Valley will be in a position to capitalize on increased tourism and economic development opportunities. He said the pandemic could have a permanent impact and cause people to travel to non-typical destinations from where they have gone in the past. Newhouse said, and I quote, "This is a great opportunity for Orange County and Stewart International Airport to kick the tires on new markets around the country," end quote. Only one airline continued to fly from Stewart during the pandemic, and now Allegiant, which flies seasonally to Myrtle Beach and year-round to Florida destinations, will be adding service this summer to Savannah, Georgia and Destin, Florida. American Airlines has returned to Stewart, operating one regional jet flight daily to Philadelphia. JetBlue canceled its flights to Florida because of the pandemic and has not said when or if it would return to Stewart. The Port of Authority is offering an incentive program for existing airlines to expand service and new carriers to enter the market. The Air Hub's Federal Inspection Station to handle inbound international travelers is now finished, and while Stewart currently has no foreign flights, it is hoped that the new facility will open the door for those carriers to enter the market. Hudson Valley Tourism President Amanda Dana said Stewart can serve as a gateway to bring visitors to the region for the new Legoland theme park in Goshen, as well as many other opportunities to enjoy in the 10-county region. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.